You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
I haven't done anything but circus in my life, but so far.
I was quite small when I started doing acrobatics on the galloping horse. And then I was 8 when I started, and I continued for 11 years. And then when I quit, there was 2 years I didn't do any acrobatics or anything. And I tried to be something else, do like a normal day job. And then I felt like, oh, this is not for me. I cannot live like this. And then I found the circus school, and then I was like, this is it.
Here I am talking to Sakari Manisto and Jenni Tellinen. They're glistening with relief after their performance in an intimate theatre at Jackson's Lane. They are two members of Finnish circus company, Sino. Here is part of Roundhouse's Circus Fest.
At least tonight, it felt like people were really, really responsive, and they felt close and they felt reactive to the show.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's maybe a little bit more than what happens in Finland. But it's not that they would think that they would disturb the show, but they just are like that.
Yes, they don't react so much.
You don't see the reactions, at least.
Yeah, but in the end, when you leave, they're like, oh, it was so amazing, so great. And you're like, ah, okay. There are many points that we actually thought that it's good to show the breathing and like... It doesn't matter if you see the sweat. Maybe it brings some humanity in it. It feels like human.
Their performance doesn't feel like a circus. It feels like someone flicking through old cinema reels. A slapstick fight between a waiter and an emperor. A Victorian strongman. A tumbler folding falls into backflips. At one point, Jenni spins across stage, holding aloft a hoop with hundreds of strands of gold beads. She looks like a chandelier, a jellyfish, a zoetrope all at once.
There's some ideas of the presentation, like the singing part, and that's kind of traditional Finnish. There's these village dances where people gather around and there's a solist and singers and people are dancing. This was kind of the starting point. As an audience member, you can find each other's way to see and feel the moment. When we were doing this show, I remember thinking like, the more abstract it is, the better it is, because it allows the audience members to imagine things and read the performance from different ways.
For the audience, we feel as though we are treading in someone's dream, watching a dancer floating on one arm, three friends standing one on top of the other. It is impossible to imagine that the figures facing us are tensing every muscle, deciding each angle of their movements with mathematical precision.
I think our bodies are used to feel like that all the time, because we do it almost every day. So, well, sometimes when you practice something new or you haven't done in a long time this thing, then you feel the pain and you get a lot of bruises and your muscles are in pain, and then you have to go again and do the same thing again. But when you've done it for a week or 4 days, it's okay, then you don't feel it anymore. That's the bad side of the work, because we know too much, you know. Or at least maybe you don't know exactly, but you know a little bit how it feels. Yeah, that's the best part, I think, when you go to see a show. Because in the beginning, you don't know what it's going to be. You don't know what's there to come. And then the best part is if you get something from it, like inspiration. But you feel like, oh my God, that was great, I want to do this, and then you have another idea and another, and then it goes on.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.